5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Omaha, Nebraska. I'll be there March 29th and 30th at the Funny Bone. Get your tickets now. Columbus, Ohio. I'm headed your way Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Get your tickets today.
Toledo, Ohio. The Live and Alive tour is headed your way. I'll be there Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at the Funny Bone.
Los Angeles. Sunday, May 12th, I'll be at the Bourbon Room for my show during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. Let's sell this thing out. Get your tickets now. All tickets are available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler. Today, my guest on The Way Back, excited to have him here, ladies and gentlemen, H. Foley. Welcome to The Way Back,
yeah,
young man.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Dude, I appreciate you being here. I wanted to know, you're 47. I learned that on your episode of The Honeydew, which you should go watch.
I've been in this seat.
I was going to ask you.
100%.
Who in your family had this car?
My Uncle Mike. My Uncle Mike had one of these big wagons, and they would come up and visit us, or we would go down and visit them when we lived in Wilkes-Barre and they lived in outside of Philly. And we'd be in the back seat. We always traveled in caravans. So there'd be three families with a little bit of a spillover of an aunt, my great aunt. So we always had to break it up. It was three or four cars that were traveling. And this puppy was always the leader of the pack. And my Uncle Mike, every single time, no matter where we were going, would get fucking lost every time. My dad, it was just, it happened all day. He don't know where the fuck he's going. All of a sudden we pull over. He starts walking. God damn it. I fucking knew it. He don't know where he is. And we'd be in that back seat. I remember sneaking. I don't know why we did this. They came up and spent a couple weeks with us or whatever. And we all piled into the wagon. That's when we maximized the wagon. Back seat, the flip down seat, the side seat. Yep. Two kids aren't sitting in seats, just in the wheel well, or you know where the yeah. where the spare went.
Dude, we used to have a fucking Ford Escort, and they would make the smallest one would have to just curl up in a ball like a dog and lay in the back on the ride, like above the gas tank and shit.
Yeah, we went to a drive-in movie, and fucking for some reason, they had my aunt get down on all fours behind the driver's seat, and they put a blanket over to sneak one person in. It had to be a nickel. Like, how much could a drive-in movie have cost in 1985?
Seriously.
A dollar? $1.25? I think it was for the thrill. They were just fucking looking for some juice, some action. But yeah, I loved it, man.
No seatbelts, people smoking cigarettes.
No
seatbelt.
Everyone's getting the finger. Everyone's getting the guns. Yeah, 100%.
So I was talking to you. You had asked us when we were talking earlier, what's the first time you had ever tasted Nutella? And I thought it was a great question because I like the foods, the different foods. I did not taste Nutella until my 30s. I didn't even know what it was.
Grown
it was
man.
Ever. And not only my home, anywhere I ever went, nobody was a Nutella person. But Kobe was on the front of this shit, and a roommate brought it home. And I'm like, what's this? And I grew up with him. He's like, you've never had Nutella? And I was like, never even heard of this shit before.
I think it's Nutella, too.
Is it? It's not Nutella?
It's brand new. Nutella.
new to me, bro.
You Nutella me, I'll
I'm
tell you
I'm never
that.
Correcting it. It's I Nutella.
It. I love it.
It's Nutella?
I could be wrong, too. I don't know. That's rich people shit.
It's rich people
shit. We got
shit.
Fluff You're or nutter. Right. You wanted, you wanted something other than jelly, you got fluff.
Is that the marshmallow?
Oh, man. Crush a fluffer nutter.
I've never found the same marshmallow because you know what a snowball is, right?
The
not a
Hostess.
Snow cone. No, an ice. Do you guys grow up with those? They're big in Baltimore and they're big in New Orleans. They're called snowballs.
The only snowballs I know is Hostess with the pink and the coconut.
No, it's in a styrofoam cup, right? Like right there, honest to God, I don't know. It looks like an egg custard snowball. And that marshmallow on top. Can you go back up? See that?
Man.
You can't. I can't find it. I've looked. It's not the same as
it's
that
not
Kraft
marshmallow
puff
okay.
shit. It's not. Huh. This is like a hot, liquidy marshmallow that you drizzle. That's just all ice. They put flavor all over
it. Is that orange? Would that be orange?
It could be orange, but it also could be egg custard.
Marshmallow.
Which tastes like cream soda. Yeah, and then on the so they called them Hawaiian snowballs, and on the bottom is a scoop of vanilla ice cream in that cup.
Okay,
so there's vanilla ice cream, shaved ice, flavor, whatever you could get, whatever flavor you want, and then you could put marshmallow on it or whatever you want it on.
I
top.
See how they got that because in Hawaii they do the shaved ice with the flavors in the milk or the condensed milk or whatever it is. Yep. Yeah. That's all right, man. I never knew they existed.
It's a shack like this. There was one on Liberty Road. They would only be open from May. Until what's the end of the something? Till Labor Day. $1 million.
I mean,
I
wish you wouldn't have showed me that because I'm fucking pissed. Because all the times that we had to fucking drive
snowballs.
Down. Snowballs. The whole family had to drive down to the Inner Harbor to walk around so my aunt could shop and get a crab cake and we could go to the fucking Baltimore
and you never
Aquarium.
Got a snowball?
They never fucking hooked me up with a goddamn Baltimore fucking uppercut. You
got
to be kidding me.
Job, bro.
Let's go.
What? So when was the first time you had Nutella?
Some girl I was dating. I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, that late
never
too,
had
huh?
it before. Thought it was chocolate for, I think, the first 2 years that I was eating it. Then I find out it was hazelnut, whatever the fuck that is.
Right.
Yeah, fucking game changer. Never anybody. And I had a few friends that did. Their parents did well. They were, you know, they had the nicer snacks. You know what I mean? They would have a little more elevated thing, a lot of lean cuisines and stuff like that. Like
healthy choices.
French bread pizza. They had the upscale
Dude,
stuff.
Let's talk about the Stouffer's French bread pizza. Because Christina Pajitsky and I, she's like, did you ever? I was like, you talking about Stouffer's? And she starts laughing right away. I'm like, that was dinner.
It's a staple.
That was a big deal dinner, a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
That was one of the tent poles of Are You Garbage, yeah. Was French bread pizza.
There it is right
Dude,
there.
Man, two of those. Yeah. I tell you what, if you were a young independent businesswoman in the 80s, and those in your fridge, man, you were on the go and you were killing it.
You were killing
that's
it.
That's how they portrayed it. It was like for like the single, you know, working the yuppie, the working professional. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, I always wanted to date a lady who worked there.
Look up this one for me, Kirsten. I don't know if you call it Elio's or Elio's. Do you know
just
about it?
What do you mean? Just had a battle with DeStefano and DeRosa on Taste Buds about this.
Did you really? What is it?
You've never had Elio's pizza?
I have.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I'm saying, what is the correct pronunciation?
Oh, that I don't. I think it's, look at, we say Elio's or Elio's. Elio's or Elio's.
I say Elio's. And anytime I go, because they don't have it out here anywhere. Anytime I go back to Maryland, my brother's like, you want to get crab cakes? I'm like, no, I don't want crab cakes. I do. But you know what I want to do?
Get me
I'm
a box.
Going to the grocery store, yeah. And I'm getting a box of fucking Elio's pizza.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to make them. My grandma used to keep them in this General Electric, she called it a Frigidaire.
Shit.
Okay, a Frigidaire, the ice box. It was white and rounded, and it had a metal hand on, and literally the ice trays were metal where you push sure. that thing to crack them, and she would have the Elio's in there all the time, and I would just sneak down there and put them in a toaster oven every night. To this day, pizza is my kryptonite.
Sure. It's,
I relate it to, like, every Friday, my dad would take us to this place in Arbutus called Sorrento's, and Sorrento's was this Italian restaurant, this pizzas and pinball games and all this stuff, and that was, like, our Friday, and I have never... In my life, I've never had a bad time eating pizza. Never.
It's hard to.
I've cried in other foods. I've never had a bad time eating pizza.
Nah, it's all right. And Elio's is that's our we defended Elio's with or it was me, Sal. It was Taste Buds. So it was mm-hmm. Sal, Falcano, and DeRosa, and me and Kevin. And it's usually 2-on-2. DeRosa took Hot Pockets, and Sal was like, fuck that. I'm with the fucking boys. We're doing Elio's.
Yeah, there's no way. And I'm a Hot Pocket fan, but not over that. No.
Dude,
incredible. No, this is the best pizza that you can get.
Coming
in the
home
freezer.
To an empty house, you and your brother, that's the one thing you could make, man. Throw that in the fucking oven, throw that in the microwave,
all right,
and let's
East
go.
East Coast, do you know about Don Pepino pizza sauce?
No.
This is the greatest pizza sauce
really?
In the history. Yes, that's Don Pepino. So we used to go to the Italian stores in Baltimore all the time, and we would get this. And then it started coming out in the grocery stores a bunch. And we would get those old...
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
They called them pizza shells. It was a fucking circle of cardboard.
Yeah, I know
what
you're
talking
about.
It's
yeah,
three
yeah.
in a bag.
Yeah.
And that's what they would sell you at the concession stand in high school and shit. But we would take that fucking sauce, boom, cheese the fuck out of it, and then... That was dinner all the time.
That's Don pretty
Pepino,
good.
Bro.
Never heard of Don Pepino. Now I'm even more pissed
You got
to
try it. What about,
been getting shafted my
what
whole
about
life.
Martin's potato rolls?
I mean, I'm not an asshole. What are you kidding me?
Martin's potato rolls.
You don't even need the lunch meat. They're good on their own.
Yeah, they got hot dogs, hamburgers, but we used to take those. To this day, I still make a cold cut sandwich. I like my cold cuts sliced thin, my cheese, absolutely no lettuce, no tomato, no condiments.
Did
dry.
You have them young, though?
Dry, yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't start bubbling up where we were until I was probably in high school.
But you're in Pennsylvania. They had to, because that's the Dutch country, bro.
Yeah,
they
must
come
have
out
been
of
there.
Pennsylvania.
We just didn't fuck with them, I guess, or my parents didn't realize.
Dude, these are the best goddamn rolls. And one night we're out in the city. My buddy Shannon, who you met, Kirsten, we're all just partying. We're drinking all night. We've been out for hours. This motherfucker reaches into a dirty coat pocket and pulls out a goddamn Martin's potato roll, and I go, "You've had that in your fucking pocket all just loose. It's not in a sandwich baggie or a paper towel. It is a loose
trying
butt.
To get his head on
and
straight.
He goes, "They don't crumb, man. They don't crumb. They don't crumb. They stay together
They don't crumb.
I've been trying to get those, so now they're available on Amazon, but they want you to pay like $25 a fucking
to
bag
get them out
for
here?
It. Yeah, because they only strictly ship in the on that. They moved like from Pennsylvania to South Carolina. I know way too much about it.
What'd you first come across? King's Hawaiian.
Out here, I didn't know about King's Hawaiian. Do we even have them on the East Coast?
We have them on the East Coast now.
I don't remember them growing up, but even if I did, I would two middle fingers those to
those
Martin's.
Little Johns right there.
Yeah, they're
on
great.
Thanksgiving.
I love the John
throw them in the oven for about 2-3 minutes. Fucking heaven.
That's
I
one of those.
No, they were supposed to be cooked until like last year.
Oh, they're so good.
I've never cooked them either. Yeah, I eat them raw all the time.
Oh yeah,
you're supposed to cook them?
Yeah.
What?
I microwave them.
They're already cooked though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
you just heat them.
Yeah, we'd heat them on Thanksgiving, but
there's nothing like
every day King's
like
Hawaiian.
We would get those Pillsbury biscuits, and then Thanksgiving your stuff, but just go down and turkey and gravy and the stuffing and just shove it all together. And
crush a crescent
shit.
Roll.
Yeah,
those things were all right.
What about cereal? Were you a cereal guy growing up?
So our cereal thing was a big issue in our house.
The Way Back is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you read a book? Would you finish a craft? Would you take a nap? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's helpful learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, not just for major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/wayback today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wayback. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Plus, more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. There is no prep and there's no mess since Factor meals are ready to heat and eat. It's flexible to your schedule so you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Listen, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm using Factor now. I do 3 meals a day and I feel great. I love them. They're not garbage frozen foods. They're not what you're used to. I promise you that. So head to factormeals.com/sickler50 and use code sickler50 to get 50% off. That's code sickler50 at factormeals.com/sickler50 to get 50% off.
We liked Wheaties. We liked Cheerios. We always wanted sugar cereal.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was adamant about not doing it. And health was one thing. You know, she wanted us to not eat sugar cereal. But we would literally crush the fucking box an hour after she got back from the grocery store. And like lit, and what the fuck? I just fucking bought that, man. But we had our one aunt, my Aunt Mary Ellen, fucking anytime we went over there, that was the first thing we got hit with. Cocoa Krispies, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, Count Chocula, fucking Frankenberry.
Do you know that's seasonal cereal now?
What?
Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Booberry is seasonal fucking cereal during probably Halloween months.
I don't know why it probably didn't now. Blow up to the level that it should
it
have been.
It didn't used to be.
No, it was like
and then
an
they
indie
tapered
band
off and they're like, yeah.
And it should have been Taylor Swift. Like that. Because it was just as good as Lucky Charms,
yes,
but
it was
better because the puff was corn,
right?
And it was even sweeter and yes. worse for you.
Yep.
And man,
and crunchier.
And you'd crush that whole box. As an adult, I've taken out a box of Fruity Pebbles. Any normal, like the you know the little boutique boxes that they would put out, have crushed one of them. But we were heavy on Wheaties, Cheerios, and we would add sugar and banana. And then
banana was always good. Fresh banana was
always great
good in that milk.
Then it started to level off a little bit where there was the embargo was eased up a little bit on my mom, and she did Frosted Flakes. But for most of high school, you know, because of finances, it was this off-brand Frosted Flakes, and they fucking sucked.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
It was like Frosted Flakes or something like that.
It just comes plastic in the bag. Come here, mama.
You had to be real high to not notice the difference. Like real high. And plus add the skim milk in there. It fucking sucked. We were mostly English muffin people when it came to like, you know, the, like
but a name little elevated. Thomas's or are we gone?
There is no other.
Okay, no so you didn't other. Budget your English muffins.
No, that was my mom. A couple of things she always went with the name brand. It was Cheerios, English muffins, and Ocean Spray when we were sick. Cranberry
her
grape.
Cranberry,
always
yeah.
Ocean Spray, never knockoff. Oh, she stuck to her guns on that. But Lender's Bagels, they started popping around pretty early, but never with cream cheese. I don't think cream cheese came into our house until probably high school. It was butter.
Yeah,
butter. A
bro.
Buttered Lender's Bagel.
100%.
Fucking drowning in it. Like he just waterboarded it, dude. Those things were all right.
What kind of vacations did you guys take? Like, what was a big deal for you where you're like, oh, shit.
There was never any monster vacations. Like, we never did Disney World. We never did anything like that. You know, this was the 80s, so there were still little local, small amusement parks.
Do you know about Cadors?
No.
From Pennsylvania. It was this water park we used to go to from Maryland, and we would drive up, and it was called Cadors. And it was just a bunch of the roughest fucking bottom pool. Like, your feet, when you got out, you know what I'm talking about? Your toe pads would just be sore. You're like, It was just,
it
was like popcorn ceiling floors.
On the floor. Yes. That was waterproof and rock hard. Now, we would go to this place, Knoebels Grove, which was like a small little amusement park. But mostly it was down the shore. People in Philly, in Pennsylvania, the Philly suburbs, go down the shore. So we would do same caravan, but multiplied by 10. There would be like 7 families, 3 or 4 kids each. We'd all go down to the Jersey Shore. Sometimes if it was a good year, we'd all rent a house together. But usually we would rent a floor of a hotel on the bay and just take the place over.
Hell yeah, the whole floor, like everybody have a room.
When I was a little kid, I didn't realize that there was other people there. I didn't realize what a nuisance we probably were because all the adults would just get up in the morning, have coffee, and by 11 o'clock, they were outside on that deck, posted up with the fucking music blasting, slugging down Heinekens and drinking beers. And that would be all day into night. Maybe go to dinner, maybe order pizzas, maybe go to the boardwalk with you know, a couple parents. And that was it. That was our summer vacay.
Down the shore.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do,
too. Get a week
too.
Or two
a
down
week.
The shore.
Yeah. Two weeks, a big deal. That's a big deal, 2 weeks.
Good year. You know what I mean?
It's a big deal.
We stayed 2 weeks 1 year when my dad got a deal from the Navy. Because there's like, you know, Navy lodging around, you know, like places like that. And we stayed at like a residence inn, like 5 miles inland. And it was just like we're like guys that were like having affairs were like staying, and that we were in there. There was nothing sure about it. We were just in a townhouse community.
Listen, this is just like, shit, my daughter turned 5. This is 3 years ago. That's how recent this shit is.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy wants to bring his daughter out. He wants to go to Disneyland. And I'm okay. Like, let's fucking do it. Let's go. My daughter's turning 5. My other buddy's got a daughter. She's 7 at the time. And the three of us all know each other from middle school. So okay. We're all going to bring, it's three dads, three girls. We're all doing Disneyland. There's a 9, a 7, and a 5.
There you go.
And it's my daughter's birthday, so I'm like, man, I'm going to do it up. And I've got like over 100,000 points on this fucking Southwest rewards card.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
And I was like, well, let's just use these points and burn them and get a nice hotel or whatever. So okay. I look at 4-star and 5-star hotels, asterisk, according to what Southwest Rewards deems them to be a 4, yeah. Which I find out after.
Yeah. They got a waffle maker. That's a 5-star hotel right there.
Adam, we got a fucking 4 or 5-star hotel here. So we go out to Anaheim.
It was only $78 a night. Isn't that crazy?
we got there. This is what I could smell. It smelled like fucking meth and crack in the room. My daughter walked in, goes, why is it stinking here? I was like, oh, fuck. We got two queen
Somebody's
beds.
Somebody's got problems, honey.
And at the time, it's just the two of us and our daughters. Our buddy's coming up the next night to meet us. And it's fucking dingy. It's dumpy. And I'm paying attention. And it's a motel.
Are you close to the Disneyland?
Oh, we're Park adjacent, bro. We're Park adjacent.
Oh, man.
But it is tough. Motel where anyone can walk in.
Ooh.
Anyone can walk right in. I'm like, nah, what the fuck? I'm like, nah, this is bullshit. So we're in bed and no one's talking, but everyone's awake. You can tell everyone's awake. My daughter, it's midnight. My daughter's 5. She is up. His daughter's up. We're hearing all kinds of weird shit. There's a deal going on next door. And I'm like, no, fuck this shit. I'm like, we're up. We're everybody get up. We're leaving. They're like, what? I'm like, we're fucking leaving. So I'm like, you all go get in the car right now. I'll grab everything in here. Shannon, get the girls. He goes in. I throw everything in the car and we go and we drive over to a really nice fucking Marriott that's got Mickey Mouse waffles and shit.
There
and my
go.
Friend's daughter goes, okay, this is what I was thinking the whole time. I was scared where we were. I was scared too.
So you were, selling us, Uncle Ryan.
Ago, dude, I'm still trying to hustle reward points to fucking take a vacation.
Yeah,
dude.
They'll jam you up. We stayed at a couple of rough ones. But the place that we stayed at mainly, this place called the Harbor House in Ocean City, New Jersey, was awesome. The only thing back then that the first time we walked into it, me and my brother were like, was it at Murphy Beds?
Oh, off the wall. Yeah.
Fucking waiting for Jackie Gleason to come walking. Murphy Beds?
That I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Oh,
yeah. It would flip
time,
up.
Bro.
You'd have a little desk there and shit.
What about sports?
Sports,
little
yeah.
Leagues.
A lot of sports, yeah. Little league.
What did you excel at?
I was good at football, wrestling, and lacrosse. I played football and lacrosse in college.
Did you? Where?
Division III, Widener University. Played for two years.
What was it called?
Widener. Good at them, and I was good at wrestling. We had a real strong wrestling program.
You wrestled in college as well?
No, high school. Okay. High school. I went and visited a couple of places because I did good my senior year in wrestling. But man, anybody that whether they went Division III or Division I or Division II said wrestling in college is fucking brutal.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also hard. You're coming shit. Out. Pennsylvania is a football and wrestling powerhouse for sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
I can't imagine. I wrestled in high school too, and I can't imagine wrestling in college. High school was hard enough. Dude.
Brutal.
Did you ever get your ass just handed to you?
Oh yeah, because my sophomore year, the kid I wrestled 189, and the 189 pounder like dislocated his shoulder. So I was just the fucking starting 189 pounder, and they had monsters, like guys that won states and shit like that, and just getting the shit kicked out of me until like halfway through my junior year, I started to, you know, catch up to them a little bit. And then my senior year was really good. Went to states my senior year, but I was out that.
Did you?
I was out that night though. I was smoking cigarettes by the 7-Eleven in Hershey, PA by around 9:30. Rolled into town around 6. Nah. Fucking, oh yeah.
For the states?
Got mopped up twice. But they never pinned me. It was all points. Never got pinned up there.
Ever?
No, for millions of times. Okay, yeah, I got wrapped up like a pretzel.
Pinned like a motherfucker.
But at states on my way out the door, I wasn't pinned by any of those guys. And they were all exceptionally better than me.
My pride thing was always, you're not going to pin me. And I mean, when I would get up, my forehead was just fucking, because I'm just holding down. Yeah, they're just running me. And I'm like, you pin me down. It's bleeding down my eyes like you didn't pin me.
Yeah. But back, Little League, yeah, Little League, the Little League organization in Wilkes-Barre, where I grew up, was awesome. They had a fucking field. They had the chain link fence with the sponsors on it. They had a broadcast booth. They had a snack bar.
Damn.
That's where my love affair with the gummy bears started. First time I ever had gummy bears was at that snack bar at that baseball field. That and shitty pizza, speaking of Elio's, because they had a shitty slice that would fucking blow your hair back. Just unbelievable. It was almost like American cheese or something, but it was just so good. You know, as a little kid, that and a root beer.
Oh, good night.
The fucking
best. Oh, it's fantastic.
You guys have any questions for H. Foley? And now a segment called Ask H. Foley, because we asked these questions off mic and it sounded like shit. Sour cream, foil on or foil off?
Everything comes all the way off. You know where that bullshit started? I'll tell you that right now. It's fucking hummus. People leaving the fuck. And first of all,
I don't leave the lid on any cream cheese, no, anything.
It's so gross.
The filter goes.
You get that out of there. But people,
come on.
When they started doing that with hummus, is when people really started saying that's okay. And that leaked over into everything else. You take the whole thing off. And I know why people do it, because Sabra puts fucking nuclear glue on their fucking hummus that you can't rip that shit off. Foil always comes off.
Guiltiest pleasure. Like, what's your, if you're going to sit down, fuck health or anything, it's going to make you feel good. What's a guilty late night pleasure?
Other than cocaine? What are we talking about? Talking
meal,
about
talking food. About food.
Mickey D's.
Me too.
Yeah,
dude.
Mickey D's is in me.
What's your go-to at Mickey D's?
You sure you want to hear this?
If you want to share this, it.
You talking post-Ozempic or pre-Ozempic?
Because pre-Ozempic. Happiest.
Oh, man.
You're going through to make yourself happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting, I was just talking about this somewhere, I can't remember, but I would do a meal, Big Mac meal, quarter pounder meal, fucking something like
meal?
That. Meal. You know, the fries and the soda.
Yeah.
So I got that. Then I have at least two McDoubles. If I didn't get a McChicken on the side, the little one, I'm getting 10-piece nuggets, sweet and sour. And I'm probably going to do one of the pies, as long as they have one of the specialty pies. I don't really fuck with the apple. I did in the 80s.
What's
when
the
they were crispy. You know, when they do like peaches and cream or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Because Popeyes does that shit. So Mickey D's is trying to catch up to them. So they'll do like a peaches or raspberry and cream. I saw they just had an Oreo one, which looked pretty good. It looked like an overstuffed Oreo Pop-Tart. But I'll do that and fucking crush that. Sprite for the drink and sweet and sour for the Mickey. Yeah. Yeah, they're really that holiday pie ain't nothing to shake a stick at either. I'll tell you that. You show up to a Christmas party with a couple of those, you're at that thing. Oh, man, that looks so good. My first memory is like, you know, like when I turned on, You know, like when you first feel like you became conscious. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in between my parents in their Jeep Wagoneer. I was in the middle of it. And I remember looking at my mom and looking at my dad and going, oh, these are my parents, as we were pulling into a Mickey D's in Mountaintop, PA. Ever since then, dude, man, I'm a company man.
We used to call Raleigh Golly Goes, is what my parents told me we called McDonald's when we were little kids and couldn't say it. And it's been in me too. My mother had... We lived in Texas for a hot second, about a year, and when we were little. And my mother, I still remember, and I talked to her about this. She had McDonald's curtains, and it was the characters like fucking Grimace and the Hamburglar and everything. It was curtains and bedding. We also had the plastic plate, and it's Ronald McDonald raking leaves, and it would say, Ronald McDonald loves fall fun. And there was a collection of them.
They killed it. That, the glasses.
Yeah, the glasses.
Everything they would do with the Olympics.
Star Wars would come out, and they'd have that. But then Burger King would have this competition. It was always the glasses, real glasses. They don't give glasses.
They don't
anymore.
Give that shit away
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, that's the one, dude, right there.
I don't know who didn't have that shit.
That I used to eat off of that fucking plate,
man.
Something about
Ronald McDonald likes to have fall fun, yeah. But wait till Grimace sees what he's done.
Yeah, that's it.
They don't really push the other characters that much.
Vintage.
Man, look at how evil the Hamburglar was back then.
That was my guy. The Hamburglar was the dude. We used to go out and play on the playground, and it was metal. It was a metal slides and everything else, and burn
the
shit out of
the merry-go-round that would fuck you up with the bolts on top.
Their cheese is definitely not cheese. It's my favorite fucking cheese.
It's the best.
I watched my dad one time. I was a kid. He was like, I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm putting fries on my cheeseburger. Now, to this day, I know it's a trauma thing. Double cheeseburger, no pickle, extra cheese. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's two slices on it. Sure. We're going tray. Uh-huh. Throw some fries on it. Dip it in their barbecue sauce.
That's a home run.
Fucking delish.
Yeah, Mickey D's is all right. They never hurt nobody. Good people. Goddamn family company. I've seen the founder like... 15 times. You ever watch The Founder?
No.
Michael Keaton? Good? Oh, yeah. It's fucking
the
great.
One, what's it about? Ray Kroc? And
yeah,
all
it's
that,
about Ray Kroc. It's fucking all right. Makes you want a burger real bad.
Makes me want one now talking about it. Dude, thank you for coming on.
Buddy.
It's been a fun episode.
Yeah.
Please plug, promote everything, anything you'd like.
Are You Garbage? We're on tour right now. All the tickets at areyougarbage.com. Otherwise, check out the show. We're on YouTube twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. And you can listen anywhere that you get your pads.
All right, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank
As
you,
always,
buddy.
Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are available at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Bang.
Hi, who here loves when their nails are perfectly done? Me, I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle, and I started Olive in June because, let's be real, we all deserve to have gorgeous nails, but who wants to spend a fortune or half their day at the salon? And that's why I created the Manny System, so you can have that salon-perfect manicure right at home. And guess what? The best part? Each Manny only costs $2. Yep, you heard me, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 salon trips that eat up your day. Now you can paint your nails whenever you want, wherever you want. And trust me, you're going to be obsessed with your nails and everyone is going to ask you, where did you get your nails done? And here's a little something extra. Head over to oliveandjune.com and get 20% off your first Manny system with code FRESHMANNY20 at oliveandjune.com/FRESHMANNY20. That's code FRESHMANNY20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/FRESHMANNY20. You're all set for a nail glow up. Let's get those nails looking fab, shall we?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.